Hello.
Hello, is this Miss Sherry Classy?
It is.
Hi, this is Alex giving you a call back.
Yes, you just talked to me?
Yes, ma'am. So do you recall making the purchase for the Crusette pot on the first?
No, I did not make a purchase for it. I was supposed to have that free. So I'm not paying for it.
You had it free, but you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Right, but I'll take that, but I'm not paying the $67.32.
So the $67.32 comes from because when you made the purchase, it was in the terms and conditions that you had 48 hours to cancel. And if you did not, you would be enrolled into the discount online gadget store membership, where you receive a $125 voucher monthly to that discount online gadget store. And that was in your terms and conditions, and also that $125 voucher was already emailed out.
When? Because I never got anything.
It was emailed on the 8th when the charge was posted.
And where did it come from? Because I don't have anything in my email.
Have you checked your spam mail?
I check all my mail every day. I'll double check it again right now. Do you have the name of the company? Where did it come from, or... And that's
the email.
I read it, but you said on the 8th?
Yes, that's when the charge was posted.
Let's see. Okay, today is the 8th.
Yep.
And I don't see...
It can sometimes take 24 to 48 hours because it was sent out today. So it can take 24 to 48 hours before you receive it, but that is, it wasn't out.
This $150 that I'm supposed to receive.
$125.
Okay. It's a coupon for where?
To the discount online gadget store where the Crusette pot that was purchased comes from.
Okay, that's, the Crusette seemed like it was from a different known company that I'm aware of. So I'm going to call my bank and cancel that 67 whatever it is.
Okay, so we can cancel the account, but we're also going to send over the information to your bank of you making that purchase as well as the terms and conditions being in that purchase when it was made, because that is a valid charge.
Yeah, not to me it isn't. What I saw online had nothing to do with the Remarkable Hardware Company. It had something to do with one of our local stores, and I want to say it was either Sam's Club or one of them. So, I'm not happy with it by any means, and I will refuse it when it arrives and send it back, if it arrives, which I don't believe it's going to.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.